I'm Laura White, and today we're at Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic talking with Dr. Kent Lecky. And we're talking about large animals and dealing with winter health and care. Cold winter. Yuck. Yep. Outside. Yes. Not liking it.
Not liking it. No.
So what are the biggest health concerns for large animals like horses and cows during the winter months?
So I think our biggest thing, especially, you know, here pretty soon we're going to have babies being born for cows. There's some sheep and goat babies already. But especially this weekend when it's going to be so cold, then we just want to make sure that they get dried off good and in a warm place, out of the wind.
So don't they just go out into the fields and drop their calves?
So in the wildlife, they kind of do that. But if you think about it, they'll try to find someplace out of the wind, too, you know, in the groves or something like that.
Okay. And how can owners make sure their animals stay warm and comfortable during extreme or cold or snow?
I think if you keep an eye on them, you know, and then make sure they have enough water, enough food. You always got to give a little bit extra food, you know, because their metabolism gets worked up more trying to stay warm. So cattle, with their big first stomach, that's a big heat factory. So you got to keep that going, and that'll really keep them warm.
Okay. Are there any special feeding or water requirements for large animals in winter?
I just want to make sure they have enough energy to survive, and the water's not frozen. So they got to have enough water.
So is there a heater or something like that that you put in the water?
Some people have the automatic heaters, or for the automatic waters, I mean. There's heaters in those. Otherwise, you got to break ice all the time.
What warning signs should owners watch for that might indicate illness or stress from the cold weather?
Sometimes they just start losing energy, and sometimes they won't be able to get up anymore. So then you start thinking, oh, we better do something.
Are there any common mistakes owners make in caring for large animals during winter that could be easily avoided?
A lot of times we'll say, hey, just have some kind of shelter, even if it's, you know, to get out of the wind. That's one of the biggest things.
And is there anything else that you would like to add?
I think that should be good. If you have a problem, please call us, 507-831-1473. We're happy to help. Or if you have questions, we can at least look at your animals.
Okay. And then also, you've got a great Facebook page and a great website for information and contact information.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much.